Okay, let's unpack this. We've been looking at some really interesting shifts in, how we all find information online these days. I mean, we've all felt it, right? That change from just, typing keywords into Google and getting a list of links to just asking your phone a question or your smart speaker. And bam, you get a direct answer.
Yeah, it's a fundamental shift, and it's happening fast.
Driven by AI, voice search, it's huge. Search engines aren't just lists anymore, are they? They're becoming like answer engines.
Exactly. They're trying to understand natural language, the context, the meaning behind the search, not just the words. And the goal is to give you that single best answer instantly.
Which changes things for anyone creating content online, right?
Yeah.
Businesses, experts,
It's
anyone.
definitely, it's a challenge, but also a massive opportunity.
Because it's not just about ranking number one anymore. It's about being the answer, the one people hear or see first. So that's what we're diving into today. Welcome to this deep dive, our mission, how to become the answer Google wants to rank. We're exploring this idea of answer engine optimization or AEO. We'll look at what it is, why it matters so much right now, and get into some real practical strategies.
That's a great way to frame it. I mean, think about how often we use voice now, asking for the weather, playing music. It's just easy.
Effortless, yeah.
And that ease is pushing the tech. Behind that voice command, there's AI figuring out intent, context. It's pretty sophisticated stuff.
So AEO is how we adapt to that reality.
Pretty much. It's the practice, the strategy of optimizing your content. So these AI platforms, these voice assistants, so they choose your content as the best single answer to a specific question.
So it's different from regular SEO then.
Well, traditional SEO aims to get you on that first page, maybe top 10 results, right? AEO is shooting for what they call position zero, that featured snippet right at the top, or crucially, the actual spoken answer from Alexa or Google Assistant.
The one answer.
Exactly. It's less about just keywords and more about understanding meaning, accuracy, relevance, and providing that direct response. And the technical side, like structured data, that becomes really important, giving the machines clear labels.
Like that example you mentioned about business hours. The assistant doesn't list websites. It just says the shop closes at 7. One answer. If your site isn't set up for that.
You're invisible in that moment, even if you rank well traditionally.
Okay, so AEO in a nutshell.
Okay, definition. Optimizing content to be the definitive answer. Purpose, secure position zero or the spoken voice answer. Mechanisms, things like structured data, conversational writing, Q&A formats. Success metric, it shifts, you know? Less about just page visits, more about answer impressions, maybe even brand mentions in the spoken response.
So does this mean traditional SEO is dead? Do we forget about it?
Oh, not at all. That's a key point. AEO doesn't replace SEO. It actually builds right on top of it.
Yeah.
You still need all those fundamentals. A crawlable site, good speed, authority on your topic. That's the foundation.
Okay.
AEO is like adding a specialized layer. Think of it that way. A strong SEO base is still crucial.
And the numbers you pulled together really show why this isn't just a future thing, it's happening now.
Absolutely. Billions of voice searches every single month. AI handling a huge chunk of queries directly.
That stat about daily usage, over 40% of adults, even higher for millennials.
Yeah, it's significant. And some forecasts, like LinkedIn's, suggest nearly half of all searches could be voice-based by 2025. That's soon.
Wow. So why is this especially critical for, say, smaller businesses, maybe ones without huge marketing departments?
Great question. For smaller players, AEO offers a few really interesting advantages. First, there's a first-mover advantage. AI tends to stick with answers it trusts. If you get in early and structure your content well, you can kind of own that answer space.
Yeah.
Harder for others to dislodge you later.
Become the default.
Sort of, yeah. Second, high conversion potential. Someone asking, "How do I fix my cracked phone screen today?" has very high intent.
They're ready to act.
Exactly. Being the answer connects you right at that moment.
Makes sense.
Third, it can be quite resource efficient. Instead of spreading yourself thin trying to rank for tons of keywords, you can focus on crafting perfect answers for a few really high-value questions. One amazing answer page can outperform many general ones.
Quality over quantity.
Definitely. And finally, it's future-proofing. The skills you build for AEO clarity, structure, using schema, they set you up for chatbots, AR, whatever comes next. So winning those answer boxes, it means more visibility, often without paying for ads, higher conversion, looking like an authority.
Yeah.
You get the idea. Big potential gains.
Okay. We get the what and the why. Let's get practical. How do you actually structure content so AI picks it?
Right. The how. This is where it gets interesting. The focus shifts. away from just keyword density, towards precision, clear structure, and just clarity. Fewer pages, maybe, but built smarter.
Because the voice assistant is just reading that little snippet, right?
Often, yes. It pulls from featured snippets. So that content needs to be concise and right up front. The key is building what we call answer-centric pages. Focus each page on one main user question. Don't try to cover too much ground.
One page, one question.
Ideally, yeah. Then use clear headings. Your H1, the main heading, should basically be the question. And then H2s can break down related aspects or answer follow-up questions.
Okay.
And this bit's crucial. Right after that H1 question, put a concise, direct answer block.
How concise?
Think 30 to 60 words. It's like the elevator pitch for the AI. It needs the core answer, the main entity, the context, plain language. Then you use the rest of the page, maybe those H2 sections, to elaborate, provide evidence, answer those related people, also ask type questions.
So those six steps you laid out for creating an answer-friendly page.
Yeah.
Walk us through that process again.
Sure. Think of it like this. One. Craft your H1 as a clear question, natural language. 2, provide that 40-60 word direct answer right below it. 3, back it up with evidence, stats, whatever supports it, again, simple language. 4, use helpful visuals and make sure the alt text actually describes how the visual answers part of the question. 5, implement the right structure, data, markup the schema.org stuff. 6, and make sure the page is technically solid, fast, mobile friendly, basic SEO hygiene.
That makes sense for structuring the answer, but how do you figure out the questions your audience is actually asking, especially in that conversational voice search way?
Good point. You need to really understand user intent. Start with your own data. Look at your website search logs, your analytics. You'll often find questions people typed in how to, what is, where can I find?
The raw queries.
Exactly. Also, those people also ask boxes in Google search results. Pure gold.
Oh, yeah. I see those all the time.
They literally show you the follow-up questions people have. Great for your H2s or an FAQ section. And don't forget offline sources. Customer support tickets, social media comments, sales team feedback. That's where you hear the real, authentic language people use.
Right. Capture that natural phrasing.
Mm-hmm. Convert those into FAQs right there on the page.
Okay. You keep mentioning structured data, schema. It sounds a bit technical. Why is it so vital for AEO?
It can seem technical, but think of it this way. Structured data using schema.org is how you speak the AI's language. It's code you add, usually JSON-LD is preferred, that explicitly labels parts of your content. Like saying, hey, Google, this bit here is the answer to this specific frequently asked question, or these are the steps for this how-to guide.
So it removes the guesswork for the machine.
Precisely. It helps the AI instantly understand and categorize your information, making it much, much easier to select as the answer. And some types are especially good for voice search, like FAQ, page schema, how-to, local business, for hours and location. Things people ask assistants about all the time.
Got it. Structure, technical labels. What about the actual writing? How do you phrase things to sound natural when read aloud and when those snippets?
The language itself is absolutely key, yeah, because it might literally be spoken. Aim for clarity, simplicity. Around a 9th grade reading level is often recommended. Use contractions, transitional words. Make it flow like speech.
Like a real conversation.
Exactly. And think about the main snippet formats you see. Paragraphs. Good for what is or why. That direct answer block, keep it tight, under 50 words ideally, right after the heading. Lists. Perfect for how-to, steps, best ways. Use numbered lists for sequence, bullets for collections. Keep list items short, maybe under 20 words. Clear, concise. Tables. Great for comparing things, features, prices. Clear headers. Very brief cell content.
And that direct answer block, the 40-60 words after the H1, that's the prime real estate for snippets.
That's your main target, yes. Make sure it's complete, directly answers the question, natural language, not too salesy. And refine your H2 headings too. Make them full questions mirroring voice queries, like, what are the benefits of using schema? Not just benefits.
Okay, so it's the combination.
Yeah.
Page structure plus schema plus conversational writing. That's the synergy.
That's the core of it, yeah. That's how you build for AEO success.
Right, so you've done the hard work, structured it, written it conversationally. Now the payoff, actually owning that answer. You mentioned something like 40% of voice answers come from featured snippets.
That's right. Around 40%. It's a significant number. Winning the featured snippet is often your direct line to being the voice answer.
Because they sit right at the top position zero.
Exactly. They're designed for that immediate answer. And since voice assistants usually only give one response, well, you see why it's critical.
So what makes the AI choose one snippet over another?
It's a mix. Understanding the core thing, the entity the question is about. Brevity is key. Under 60 words is a good rule of thumb for that direct answer. Authority signals matter. And that clear structure we talked about, for voice specifically, they also lean towards natural language and, again, properly implemented structured data.
And the formats match the query type, right? Paragraphs for definitions, lists for steps.
Yep. Paragraphs, lists, tables. Video snippets are also getting more common for show me how type questions.
But you said snippets aren't permanent. They can change.
That's a really important point. They rotate. Snippet stability isn't guaranteed. Google might test different answers.
So it's a challenge,
yeah,
but also an opportunity.
Exactly. You might lose one, but you can also gain one, even if you're not the absolute number one traditional rank. If your answer is clearer, better structured, you can steal that spot.
And stability comes from actually being helpful.
Yes. If users get your answer and stop searching, that's a strong positive signal to the AI. So tracking your snippet performance over time is vital.
Okay, beyond the basic structure, any specific tips for writing content that wins these snippets more often?
It really doubles down on those core principles. Single intent pages, that direct answer block, 40, 60 words right after the H1 question, and matching schema, FAQ, how-to, etc.
The six steps, again, basically applied as a checklist.
Pretty much. Let's run through it quickly for optimization. One, H1 is the clear question, check. Two, concise direct answer, 40, 60 words, right below, check. Three, simple supporting evidence, check. Four, helpful visuals with descriptive alt text, check. Five, appropriate schema added, check. Six, page fast and mobile friendly, check.
Okay.
And a really practical tip, read your answer aloud.
Seriously.
Seriously, does it sound natural, like a normal sentence or two? Can you say it easily in one breath? Is it understandable just by hearing it? That voice readiness test is surprisingly effective.
I like that. Simple, but makes sense. Specific tips for the formats.
Okay, for paragraphs, start with the main thing, the entity. Maybe add a quick stat for credibility. Use contractions, connecting words, make it flow. For list so-tos, aim for maybe 4-8 items. Keep each item short, under 15, 20 words. Start with action verbs. Use how-to schema if it's a process. Consistency helps. For tables comparisons, keep it simple. Maybe 3 for columns, 5-7 rows. Clear headers. Super concise cell content. Put the most important comparison first because AI might read across the top row. Use table schema.
Okay, so you win the snippet. Awesome. How do you keep it? How do you defend that turf?
Good question. It's an ongoing thing. First, know which snippets you own. Search Console helps or other SEO tools. Then monitor them systematically. Are they still showing up? How often? Manually check with voice assistants. Say the query. Listen to the answer. Does it sound right?
Because clicks aren't the whole story with voice.
Exactly. So look for proxy indicators too. Are brand mentions up? More phone calls maybe? Things that could stem from a voice answer. And then you test and improve. If you lose a snippet, don't panic. Try tweaking the wording of your direct answer block. Refine the schema. See what works. Document your changes.
And test across different assistants.
Definitely. Test Google Assistant, Alexa, Siri. They might render things slightly differently.
How about defending against competitors trying to steal your snippet?
Be proactive. Keep your content up to date, especially facts or stats. Check variations of the main question synonyms people might use. Strengthen your page's authority with good internal linking and relevant backlinks. If you do lose one, analyze why. Did a competitor just update? Is their schema better? Is their answer simply clearer now? Learn from it and build out related content on that same page. Answer follow-up questions comprehensively. Make your page the undisputed best resource.
So the better your page satisfies the user, the stickier your snippet becomes.
That's the goal. It's all about demonstrating helpfulness and relevance over time. Continuous adaptation.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You've talked a lot about text and structure. But search is visual now, too, auditory. Like your example about poaching an egg, where the smart display offers a video.
Absolutely. That shift to multimodal answers, text, images, video, audio is a massive part of AEO now. AI isn't just reading, it's showing. It's playing audio clips. Multimedia often delivers a quicker, clearer answer, especially for how-to stuff.
And users often prefer it, right?
Yeah.
Especially video.
Yeah, stats show younger users especially lean towards video for learning, and engagement signals are higher for multimedia. Plus, honestly, there's a competitive gap here. Not many are optimizing media effectively for AI yet.
So what kinds of media work best?
Video for demos, obviously. Images for showing products or steps, audio for explanations, even things like interactive guides.
Have you optimized them? Let's take video.
Okay, video. Think short segments answering specific questions. Use the question in the file name and title. Mention the question early, like in the first 5-10 seconds. And this is critical. provide full transcripts and captions. AI reads these.
Ah, so the text version is key.
Huge. Then use video object schema and specifically clip markup. This tells the AI the answer to this specific question starts at 1 minute 15 seconds and ends at 1 minute 45 seconds.
Wow, that granular?
Yep. Plus, good visuals, lighting, clear audio obviously help.
What about audio or podcasts?
Similar idea. Structure it with chapters or timestamps. Use podcast episode schema with descriptions for each segment. Use questions and titles. Good audio quality. You can even pull out short audio clips to answer single questions.
And images. We use lots of images.
For images, the big one is alt text. Don't just describe the picture, woman fixing doorknob. Write the alt text as the answer. Alt text. Turn the small adjustment screw on the side of the doorknob clockwise.
So the alt text is the answer snippet.
Potentially, yes. Use descriptive file names, too. Use image object schema. High-quality images showing process steps or details. Make sure they load fast.
Schema, again, seems crucial for media.
Absolutely essential. Video object, podcast episode, image object, how-to, if it shows steps visually. Clip markup for video timestamps is huge. Speakable sections schema can highlight text designed to be read aloud. Media sitemaps help discovery, too.
Any common mistakes people make with media markup?
Oh, yeah. Missing transcripts or captions is a big one. Using the wrong schema type. Having the schema contradict the actual content. Blocking the media files with robots.txt. Outdated timestamps.
So validation is key.
Always. Use Google's rich results test, schema.org validator. Test it yourself with voice commands, see what happens. And integrate multimedia. Don't just tack it on. Use a relevant image or video right after the text that explains that part. Enhance your answers. Start small, optimize one key video this week.
It really feels like we're moving beyond the screen as the main way we search.
We are. Screenless search, multimodal search. It's here and growing. So the whole AEO system we've discussed, it's about that mindset shift, be the answer. Researching real queries, structuring pages cleanly, single question, direct block, crafting those snippets, adding optimized media with schema, and then monitoring and adapting. It builds answer resilience. Okay.
Any common myths we should bust?
Yeah, a few quick ones. One, AEO replaces SEO. Nope, it builds on SEO. Two, you need to optimize every single page. Nah, focus on high value, high intent questions first. Three, only the hashtag one ranked page gets the snippet. Also false. Often pages ranking too bad 1 minute if they have a better answer structure.
Okay, so if someone listening wants to start, what's a realistic plan? Maybe over 90 days?
Good idea. Let's break it down. Days 130, starter. Pick one important page. Run through that six-step answer structure check. Add FAQ schema if it fits. Identify your top 5-10 user questions. And just manually ask voice assistants those questions. See what answers come up now. Days 3160, growth. Start revamping a few more pages into that answer format. Pick one key video or image and really optimize it. Transcript, schema, the works. Maybe start grouping related answers into a topic hub. Days 6190, leader. Validate your schema across key pages. If you have important videos, add clip markup. Set up a basic system to track your snippets. Start talking about AEO in your reporting.
That sounds manageable, step by step.
Exactly. And looking ahead, AEO gets even more interesting. Think true multimodal search, AR overlays with answers, ongoing conversations with AI. New metrics might emerge too, like conversation completion rate or brand mentions as the source entity.
But the core principle stays the same.
I think so. Even as the tech gets fancier, it still boils down to providing clear, trustworthy, helpful answers to human questions. That's the constant. The businesses that internalize that answer-first mindset are the ones set to thrive.
That's a powerful takeaway. It's about being genuinely helpful and using this tech to deliver that help effectively. So if you're listening, maybe just pick one thing from that 30-day plan, audit one page, add schema to one FAQ section, or just sit down and write that 40-60-word direct answer block for your most important customer question, that one small step. That's how you start making your brand the answer people hear first. It's the first move in becoming the answer Google wants to rank.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.